那么这道题呢，我觉得应该就更简单了。Two jobs, wages paid close to home, away from home, and choose a reason to say. 这道题的回忆当然肯定也非常的简陋啊。他想要说的应该是说，当我们在选择工作的时候，你需要去选择一个离家近挣得少的工作，还是要去选择一个虽然离家远但是要挣得多的工作？那我相信不管是否是真实情况，我相信绝大部分人可能都会选择去其他地方飘一飘，对不对？比如说北漂这些人，那么他们大部分可能都离自己的家会比较的远，但是呢，因为北京的机会比较多，或者说生活水平或者说这个工资水平工资待遇应该是比较高，去一些大一线的这个大城市，北京上海深圳等等，对不对？那么为什么他们要这么去选择呢？当然是因为挣的钱比较多的话呢，自己可以有更多留下来的可支配的这样一种财富，对不对？因为我们工作的目的是为了什么？有些人可能是为了说去升华自己的情操，去找到人生的意义和价值。那么有些人可能就是说我工作的目的是为了生活，我为了得到更好的生活，所以当然需要我挣钱要挣得更多一些，才可以满足我的基本生活需求的同时，还可以让我去做一些其他的事情。所以这道题选择的时候就比较简单了。 So personally speaking, I'll definitely choose a job that is away from home, but at the same time I can earn a lot.Or I can make a lot of money from this job because I believe money is really important to me. If I can make a lot of money from my work, I can use the money to do a lot of things that I want to do. For example, I'm a person who loves to travel around the world because I believe traveling is really important to me to broaden my horizon and enrich my knowledge. Since I think the problem of always being in the same place.For a long time is that my world might become smaller. So as soon as I can get the time and money, I can use the money to go to someplace new and someplace different so that I can experience something that I can never experience back in my hometown. So this is one of the most important reasons why I choose to do a job that can help me earn a lot. And secondly, if I, you know, work in a place that is very far away from my home, whenever I miss my parents or friends,I can just give them a FaceTime call because the only thing I need to do is to dial the number of their phone and give them a FaceTime call or a video call. And then I can not only hear their voices but also see their smiling faces within seconds, which is really convenient as well as time saving. So I don't think that living far away from home is a problem to me. Okay, 两个段子，一个是 travel 的段子，一个是Internet 那个段子，或者说 simply fast communication. It used to take my mother days to receive a letter from my father who used to work in a faraway place. But unlike that generation, I can call my friends and family wherever I am in the world, 对不对？ Wherever I am in China. 对，所以稍稍进行一点的改写，十个口语素材中间的 Unit 10跟 Internet 相关的第二个部分其实也是可以用的。OK, 然后呢就是说如果有钱的话还可以干什么，但如果说你要用我们已经背过的十个口语素材中的段子来回答的话，那你就说我这个钱拿来以后可以去怎么去花嘛，对不对？如果我有钱的话，我就可以去在我的自己的空余时间里面去报一些我自己想报的课程，比如说这个音乐艺术课程，比如说学乐器，比如说学跳舞，比如说学唱歌，对不对？都是一种提高自己和陶冶情操的方式。所谓陶冶情操就是 relax 嘛，对不对？ Relax, make friends. So I can use the money that I can earn from my work to do something that I really like. For example, I love taking music and art courses in my spare time, or I'm very interested in learning a new musical instrument in my spare time because I believe, first of all, this can be a very good way for me to take a break from my work. You know, currently, as a student, I'm very busy with my studies, blah, 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 对不对？你到时候呢，对于这个工作的这样一种态度和你现在的经历是有很大的关系的，因为我们对于一个事情的看法有两种来源啊，主要两种来源，一个是道听途说，别人跟你说的啊，这个事情是这样子的一个情况，那你有一定的印象。第二种情况就是从自己的个人经历中去形成，因为我们背的段子呢是 I as a student I'm very busy, 对不对？是用第一人称 I 开头的，所以呢，很多人在没有工作的情况下被问到跟工作相关的话题，或者说被说到跟工作相关的方向的这个内容，那么我们就可以用说 take me as an example currently as a student 啊，目前作为一个学生的话，我是这么想的，所以我相信在工作的时候也是这样的一个情况，这样的话就可以把很多非常客观问法的题目直接变成用主观的这个人称给他说出来，这样的话就比较简单了。 OK, 就是这个跟 job 相关的话题。 OK